T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We were talking during our pre-show phone call. Teams will underdraft more this year than overdraft, I think. I think more teams are going to be so cautious this year for the fact is that, you know, they're not getting their hands on these players and everything. So I think they're going to be a little bit more cautious than they usually are as far as draft picks. You said it a couple of weeks ago, Andy. They're not going to get as cute as they want to. You can't have an upside pick in the third round. You know what I'm saying?
You can't outsmart yourself. It doesn't seem like. It seems like one of the benefits, I suppose, of this year's draft process of limited access to these guys. I mean, if you didn't interview or get FaceTime with one of the prospects that you're interested in back at the combine or before that, well, then you just didn't. And I think a lot of times teams wait because you're going to have pro day and you're going to have more time with them there, and you're going to be able to really grill them on what it is that you want to know from them. And then you also have time where you can just you can invite guys too, and you can really spend time with these draft picks and get to know who they are. That didn't exist this year. Now, there has been video conferencing and video interviews, and we'll get to that in a minute and who that may be benefiting. But no, Randy, I think that it's possible. And it's only 1 year, so it's really going to be hard to say definitively if teams do better this year, if it's because of this. If teams do worse this year, it's because of this. Like, if this was maybe a 5-year sample size of teams not being able to interview prospects after early March or whatever it was, then you might be able to have a real idea of whether or not this benefits. But it seems reasonable to think that with scouting departments and general managers and the people that make these picks, coaches that make these picks, really having to rely heavily on tape. And I was reading yesterday that they've requested and crunched and watched more film on players than in any other draft in the history of the NFL. Yeah. Like, there's an argument to be made that would make their picks better because
you would think
you're basing your pick just on what a guy can do on the football field. And there's other things that are important too. I get it. There are other outside factors that play into whether or not someone can be successful in the NFL. But to me, it seems like the most important thing would be when that player is between the lines, what they do.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that. I mean, we can say that to a blue in the face. And for the most part, teams do. They base everything off of tape because the tape does show what you can actually do when you're doing what you're supposed to do, and that's playing football. Mm-hmm. But some teams do use the measurables, the speed, and all these things. And that can get you in trouble a lot of times more than the tape because – it's the most valuable thing, in my opinion. It always has been. And I know we can talk about the new age of scouting and all those things. When it boils down to it, man, it's all about what does this guy do with a shoulder pad and helmets on. And right now, they're having to evaluate that just strictly on that. Now, I'm sure that a lot of players, they're sending in tapes of these makeshift combines and everything like that as far as them running and doing agility drills. I'm sure that some people are looking at that. But, I mean, it's not going to be hard to look at the guys that we know that are going to be, you could say, the top 50 players. We know a lot about these players. It's the ones in the back end that you don't know about that build up, for the most part, your roster and the guys that are so valuable that, you know, you can't get it wrong. And then, you know, we were talking the other day and they were talking, one of the most important things is the priority free agents. You know, those guys, you know, should be drafted. And then you get to a point where they're like, okay, I don't want to be drafted so I can pick where I want to go. And, you know, I've been in a situation that with former teammates and everything sitting there, and the seventh round's coming around, and they're starting to get all these phone calls from teams. And it's like, okay, if you're not drafted, And this, the funny thing is the team that calls him has a draft pick in the seventh round. So why don't you just damn draft me in the seventh round then? You know what I'm saying? But in essence, he would prefer to be a priority free agent so he can go out there and pick his own team. And if you're a coveted priority free agent, you can make you a little bit of money as sure. far as a signing bonus. So not I think that's that, the most important thing. Yeah.
Not only that, but you hit free agency faster. I mean, if you're one of those guys, and look, I mean, it's a gamble to say, I don't want to get drafted so I can be a free agent. I know I'm really good. I can have success. And then I hit the market sooner. But if it works out like that, and we've seen it work out like that with guys, you know, over the last decade or so in the NFL, you get more money sooner. Like in a way, as much as being a first round draft pick, you get a lot of guaranteed money and a lot of security, and you're going to get second and third chances being a first round draft pick. But if you're not drafted, you hit free agency a hell of a lot faster than a first round draft pick who's got that fifth year option and a franchise tag and all kinds of stuff that teams can do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.